Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Siouxland Ozymandias. Oddly enough, the kingdom started with a very sore bum. An Englishman named William Brooks Close, who with his brothers was in Philadelphia for a rowing match in 1876, so banged up his posterior that he could not sit without pillows. While the rest of the crew continued to work out, he had to sit out. And thus he met a tycoon from Illinois, a Mr. Daniel Paulin, who lent his name to the town of Paulina. Mr. Paulin made very clear to Mr. William B. Close, the dandy from jolly old England, that good money could be made in still largely unsettled northwest Iowa. Now, the Close brothers were rich Cambridge grads who loved playing polo and hunting fox. William B. may well have been yearning to be free, but he and his brothers should not be mistaken for your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. Sore bum or not, the Close brothers didn't sit on their laurels. They found America's beckoning frontier to be a thrill. Rather than return to England, William traveled around, but when it was time to invest, he chose the unsettled rolling prairies of northwest Iowa, convinced good money could be made here. Their first purchase, 3,000 acres at $3.50 an acre, was between Mapleton and Denison. But the Close brothers' empire grew when they determined the best way to colonize all that land was by tenant farming, sharing the cost and the income with those who actually worked the land. So they started looking north for more land, which they bought at bargain basement prices when grasshoppers, 3 years running, made life totally miserable here. In 1879, only 3 years since that East Coast rowing match, William B. Close, who'd by then married Mr. Paulin's daughter, teamed up with venture capitalists and bought 16,000 acres of land in Woodbury, Plymouth, and Cherokee County at just $2.40 an acre, and then moved their business north to Lamar's, where their Brit roots prompted yet another grand idea. Why not bring over more rich young English gentlemen to the American frontier? Build them a pub or two, let them hunt fox on a huge landscape unlike anything in jolly old England. Bring in some trusty ponies for a good round of polo right there in downtown Lamar's. Everything the Close brothers touched turned to gold. In 1880, they bought 19,000 acres in Lyon County and plotted out their own first town, Quorn, Q-U-O-R-N, in far southern Plymouth County. The Sioux City Journal crowed about the Close brothers this way. Some idea of the magnitude of the English interest in northwestern Iowa may be inferred from the taxes paid by the Close brothers and company. For themselves and for the investors represented by the firm, in this county, $1,400. Plymouth County, $4,000. Sioux County, $1,600. Lyon County, $5,000. And in Osceola County, $1,500. In the latter county, there is, beside this, $10,000 taxes paid by the Iowa Land Company, of which the Duke of Sutherland is the heavy man. Today, here and there in the countryside, some grand house remains, a mansion or two, where those English gentry spent some years in Siouxland. Go to Kingsley sometime. The name is a gift from the British invasion. Turn west off the main drag and follow a woeful road even when it turns to gravel. Watch the potholes or your car will hate you. Soon enough, you'll roll up to a cattle yard, and there to your right, you'll see a nicely printed sign. It says, Historical Site of Quorn, platted 1880. Behind it lies the west branch of the Little Sioux River. Nothing more. Just a sign on a gravel road is all that's left to see of this whole epic tale. It's an odd place to pull over, but do it. Sit there and read the sign, the remains of a kingdom. It's like another Brit, Percy Shelley once wrote. Nothing beside remains, boundless and bare. The long and level sands stretch far away.